The Democratic presidential candidates have begun presenting their visions for America's energy future. Some of their plans feature a prominent role for a rather small object, the hydrogen atom. Hydrogen is the most plentiful element in the universe. It's often touted as an ultra-clean fuel for cars that could free the United States from dependence on foreign oil, produce no pollutants, and no greenhouse gases. What is not discussed as often is how to get at the hydrogen. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Lieberman talks about hydrogen in what he calls his Declaration of Energy Independence. One of his opponents, fellow Senator John Kerry, is proposing an entire hydrogen institute. But it's not just Democrats. This year, President Bush proposed a $1.2 billion hydrogen research project during his State of the Union address. He even gave a short chemistry lesson.
A simple chemical reaction between hydrogen and oxygen generates energy, which can be used to power a car, producing only water, not exhaust fumes.
But where does this magical hydrogen that everyone can agree on come from? Well, a lot of hydrogen on Earth is bound to oxygen. H2O, yes, water. You can bubble the hydrogen off by running an electric current through the water or by using a high-temperature chemical process, but either way, you need some source of power. That could come from wind or hydro or even solar power, as many environmentalists want, or it could come from somewhere else. Jack Bronze is with the Nuclear Energy Institute.
The estimates that we have is that if we were going to replace all of our transportation with hydrogen-powered vehicles, it would take 241 nuclear power plants, each producing 1,000 megawatts.
You hoping to build that many?
We are hoping to build a substantial chunk of that, yes.
In fact, the idea of a hydrogen-based energy system has its roots in nuclear power. Back in the 1960s, people envisioned having nuclear plants produce hydrogen in off hours for later use. Nuclear power plants don't produce any greenhouse gases, so Bronze sees this as a clean solution to the problem. Dan Lashoff with the Natural Resources Defense Council does not.
It doesn't make sense to trade off one very serious long-lived environmental problem, namely global warming, for another serious long-lived environmental problem, namely nuclear waste and the threat of nuclear proliferation.
In the near term, most analysts expect hydrogen would come not from nuclear or renewables, but from a fossil fuel. When hydrogen is not bound up in water, it's often stuck to carbon atoms, often in coal, oil, or natural gas. Natural gas has a head start on its competitors. The U.S. produces 11 million tons of hydrogen every year for industrial use. 95% of that is made by yanking hydrogen atoms out of natural gas. But this process has its drawbacks. It releases some carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas, and immediate supplies of natural gas are short these days, so prices are up, which leaves one other major potential source.
There was an old slogan years ago that coal is America's ace in the hole.
Bill Purvis is a spokesperson for the National Mining Association. If you look at the fossil fuel reserves in the United States, he says the vast majority is coal. Purvis says the coal industry sees great potential in hydrogen, as does the federal government.
One example would be the proposal now pending on the part of the administration to develop a power plant that produces electric power, hydrogen for other fuel uses, and has zero emissions.
The plant would grind the coal up, turn it into a gas, and capture the hydrogen. Unfortunately, the process also produces large volumes of greenhouse gases. The gases could theoretically be stored underground somewhere, but that would add to the cost. President Bush's proposed budget funds research into this and also ways to get hydrogen more cleanly and affordably from nuclear, natural gas, and renewables. So hydrogen at this point is like a Rorschach inkblot. It can mean all things to all people. As such, it's safe territory for any politician for the moment. Joan Ogden studies energy policy at Princeton University. She has been researching the idea of hydrogen fuel for about 15 years. And she says the move to cars that run on hydrogen probably won't happen without a significant nudge. It may never make simple economic sense to switch.
I think that if we move toward using hydrogen, it's going to be because there'll be a real paradigm shift in what people want from their energy system. I mean, we could go along with business as usual if we don't care too much about carbon emissions or pollutant emissions and so on.
Ogden says she'd like to see a real national debate about hydrogen and where it would come from. She thinks it should happen soon. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.